x'inhu meħtieġ biex tispira nazzjon. Għal ħafna Awstraljani it-tweġiba tista' tinsab fil-qasam sportiv. Mill-qasam tal-futbol sal-korsa tal-atletika, l-isportivi indiġeni Awstraljani sawru l-istorja sportiva tan-nazzjon billi bnew konnessjonijiet bejn il-kulturi u l-komunitajiet fil-waqt li saħħew l-identità nazzjonali tal-Awstralja. Iggwidati mill-wirt ta' dawk li ġew qabilhom, il-kisbiet atletiċi tagħhom iħallu marka dejjima fuq il-pajjiż li jirrappreżentaw. Permezz tal-qawwa tal-isport li jrawhem l-inklużjoni, l-ugwaljanza u l-opportunità, l-atleti ta' l-ewwel nazzjonijiet saru parti importanti mir-ruħ nazzjonali, billi jispiraw ġenerazzjonijiet biex jistinkaw biex jirrappreżentaw l-Awstralja bi gburija. Biex tilħaq il-quċċata ta' l-isport professjonali jeħtieġ snin ta' taħriġ u dedikazzjoni biex jintlaħaq lan li tirrappreżenta l-nazzjon. Għall-isportivi indiġeni tal-Awstralja bħal plejer tal-futbol professjonali Lydia Williams u l-eks atleta tal-lob olimpiku il-hurdler Kyle van der Kuip li jaraw lil dawk li ġew qabilhom għenhom iqawwu x-xewqa tagħhom li jirnexxu fl-arena kompetittiva tal-isport internazzjonali. Lydia Williams, mara Nungar, imwilda fil-reġjun tal-Beach tal-Awstralja tal-Punent, kienet gowler u l-aktar player li ila isservi fit-tim nazzjonali tan-nisa tal-futbol tal-Awstralja, il-Matildas.
I've always loved sport and always loved football and playing and representing, you know, my country, but it's also been really an awesome experience and a role model job to represent my culture and my people and to kind of have a pathway that you can come from anywhere and make your dreams a reality.
Il-vjaġġ sportiv tagħha fl-isport kompetittiv beda bħala tifla f'Western Australia fil-belt ta' Kalgoorlie.
After watching Cathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics and seeing a really amazing First Nations woman, everyone watching her winning a gold medal for her country, I think was really powerful and someone that I really looked up to. But really, I just kept enjoying competitive sports because I kept getting better and saw improvement and got to challenge myself. So I always, you know, loved a challenge and never really wanted to back down from it. So that kind of kept me going.
Il-karriera sportiva ta' Lydia ħadita madwar id-dinja kollha tirrappreżenta lil l-Awstralja f'żewġ Olimpjadi, 5 avvenimenti ta' tazza tad-dinja u 6 avvenimenti ta' tazza ta' l-Asja. U teleb kull ostakolu f'kull pass tal-karriera tagħha.
I think the team that I was put in with my teammates, everyone has a really diverse background, but the one thing that we all agreed is that we wanted to leave the sport better than when we first arrived in it. So throughout my career, we've had strikes where we wanted equal pay to the men. We've been able to show the Aboriginal flag at an Olympics. So I think the team has really been a team to break barriers and really kind of allow people to stand up for things that they believe in.
Kyle van der Kuip irrappreżenta l-Awstralja f'avvenimenti ta' tlila bl-ostakoli hurdles f'żewġ Olimpjadi, diversi lob tal-Commonwealth u f'bosta avvenimenti tal-kampjonati dinjija. Kien adottat meta kien għadu tarbija minn Bernard u Patricia van der Kuip. Kyle huwa gburi li huwa discendent tal-klanijiet Warimi u Ewan mir-reġjun kostali ta' New South Wales. L-introduzzjoni tiegħu għall-isport minn tfulitu offrit lil Kyle mezz ta' espressjoni personali u sens ta' konnessjoni ma' grupp.
Being adopted at 5 weeks of age, one of my first challenges was trying to work out, well, mum and dad, why am I different to you? And how come I've got a different skin colour? And that was probably my first challenge, was being adopted and working out that identity. And I definitely remember quite clearly how sport came into my life through primary school and then little athletics. And yeah, it was a way to feel connected to something.
Hekk ifittex li jifhem aħjar l-identità tiegħu imħeġġeġ mill-ġenituri u l-ħbieb tiegħu kien l-isforz ta' Kyle fl-atletika taż-żgħar, programm li jintroduċi l-itfal għal varjetà ta' avvenimenti tal-atletika li ħaditu fit-triq li aktar tard waslitu biex jirrappreżenta l-Awstralja.
I got disqualified every week in the walk, and I tried the shot put, I tried the high jump, couldn't do the Fosby flop, and I was skinny, so I wasn't winning any of the big sprint races, but hurdles popped up, and that was a bit technical, and it was a bit of a challenge, and I had to sort of jump over the obstacles, so yeah, that became the event I fell in love with.
Il-vjaġġ sportiv ta' Kyle kien kruċjali biex iħossu komdu bih innifsu bħala raġel indiġenu.
And I do remember clearly around that early primary school years, just looking up to people like Lionel Rose, Yvonne Goolagong, and I was lucky enough to have an Aboriginal footy player come to my school, Maurice Rioli. He shared his story as a footy player, but also shared his Aboriginal heritage, and he grabbed me in the staff room and said, you know, Kyle, it's not a disadvantage to be Aboriginal. It's an advantage, and, you know, you've got to use it.
Kliem bħal dan minn sportiv indiġenu ieħor kellhom impatt kbir fuq Kyle u għenuħ jilħaq il-potenzjal tiegħu. Kyle iddeċida li rid jieħu sehem fil-ġiri għal l-Awstralja xi darba biex jilbes l-aħdar u d-deb. Kyle spiċċa biex irrappreżenta l-Awstralja fil-lob tal-Commonwealth tas-sena 1990 f'Auckland fin-New Zealand.
I was lucky enough to be on that team with Kathy Freeman, and we're both teenagers, so 16-year-old Kathy and 18-year-old Kyle, and yeah, I think that really was the first time you're aware of your identity, and you're aware that, you know, I'm an Australian and I'm wearing green and gold, but geez, I'm actually, I'm Indigenous Australian as well, and that you've got an opportunity to wear that green and gold.
Għal Lydia Williams, il-vjaġġ sportiv tagħha li tirrappreżenta pajjiża u l-kultura tagħha kien appoġġjat minn sħaba tat-tim u ma kienu ta' appoġġ interessati dwar ħajjita bħala mara ta' l-ewwel nazzjonijiet u iffukati fuq iż-żamma ta' grupp armonjuż li iħaddan id-differenza.
For me, it's really important to represent my country along with my culture. I think at the end of the day, when we wear the crest, it has, you know, the Australian flag and symbols on it. But more importantly, it's a team that's really rich in culture. In our change room, we have the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flag. So it's a team that inspires a lot of inclusion and pride there. So it's been really wonderful to represent both.
Għal Kyle van der Kuip, l-impatt tas-suċċess tiegħu fl-atletika kompla sew wara li tem il-vjaġġ ta' l-isport kompetittiv tiegħu.
You know, you come back to try and have a normal life without being an athlete every day, every week, going out to remote communities and visiting the most remotest communities, people, aunties, grandmas, elders, kids, like, hey, we seen you on the TV and you inspired us, like, sort of a moment where you realize, geez, it's sports a powerful thing.
Min stilla tal-futbol internazzjonali għal dawk li iwaslu għal bidla kemm Lidja kif ukoll Kyle jirrikonoxxu l-impatt kbir tal-vjaġġi sportivi tagħhom.
I've met, I'd say, a good half a dozen, maybe to a dozen families and individuals that have called their kids Kyle, and one in particular ran into a family in Alice Springs, and the dad came up and introduced himself, and he had his young son beside him, and he said, hey son, you know how I told you your name means champion? This is the guy, this is who you're named after, this is Kyle. And Kyle meet Kyle, and then